If you use Facebook, you might have noticed your friends giving shout-outs to teachers who made a difference in their lives. This appreciation was part of last week's Teacher Appreciation Week. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez joined a sixth grade class at the Unalaska City School to get the scoop on what makes a good educator, what challenges they face, and how to keep more teachers in the system.
When sixth grade teacher Amber Wood asks her students what they want to be when they grow up, she wants them to put a little bit of extra thought into that question.
You've gone through your profile of what you want in your future career, okay, and then you have a list available to you of what options meet that criteria for your income and your expenses. So you're just going to go through and kind of look at those and see which ones are the most interesting sounding to you, and click on those and look at what you need for schooling experience, what a day in that career looks like.
Her 25 kids get busy doing online searches to find out what careers are available to them, and then they pick something that matches their interests. The project is meant to build both their research and public speaking skills. It's also a real-life exercise that Amber Wood, or Miss Wood to her students, had to go through when she decided to go into education. Before joining the Unalaska City School District last year, she'd worked as an instructor at summer programs for military kids. That's when she got the bug for teaching children.
They're so fun. And they're hilarious. I laugh every day with my kids.
Wood loves her job. Like many teachers, she doesn't work a typical 9-to-5. She makes herself available early in the mornings and late in the afternoons, and she's usually in on Saturdays coming up with creative lesson plans.
I want it to be fun. I get bored, too. I mean, so we like to mix it up. This time you're gonna make a 3D model. This time you're gonna draw a picture. This time you're gonna talk with your group and discuss it. Then, you know, then do a write-up.
Her extra work seems to be paying off. The class is studying ancient civilizations right now, and student Jonathan Lee says that he's learning a lot from something called the Mesopotamia game.
It's a strategic game. It's like there's five groups, and you get own armies, and you get this ziggurat, and then you move your armies around, taking resources.
What would have been a boring way to teach it?
Books.
Of course, there's plenty of assigned reading, homework, and testing, too. But there are also group projects, PowerPoint presentations, and things like 3D map building, which gave student Tia Guji a better sense of Egypt's geography.
And it was really cool because then you kind of got where everything was. Like, before we started social studies, I had no idea where the Red Sea was next to the Nile.
Wood says that she has an easier time focusing on creative projects for her kids in a state like Alaska, where teaching isn't a political football. Wood hopes that she's setting an example, and that maybe one day some of her students will follow in her footsteps. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.